wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage.
Place in the city, a chair and a bed. I cover up all the mirrors, I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, make a meal I won't eat, step out into the street alone in a sea. It comes over me, oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you and all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, but baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? Friends, I stare at their painted faces, they talk current affairs. You had to know this was happening, you weren't feeling my heat. When in the blue light down, baby, so bright, I face reality. I tried to let whatever has to pass through me, pass through. But this is staying a while. I know it might not let me go. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight. Well, baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hairs, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that?
Hi there. My name's Alana. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is The Raw. New weekly show, new hour, 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. A little bit different from midnight on Tuesdays. For my first show, like weekly show of the semester, I'm coming at you with a 2025 album called Virgin by one of my personal favorite artists, Lord. This album came after sort of like a 4-year hiatus and was a big departure from her previous album, which was a 2021 release, Solar Power. Solar Power was not well received by like super hardcore Lord fans because it was such a departure from her early work. And what you see in Virgin is kind of like a convergence of her early work, but also traces of Solar Power in it. In my opinion, well worth the wait. The first track off the album is called Hammer. It does have an explicit rating on Spotify, so I didn't play it at this daytime hour. But what you just heard was What Was That? While the album did come out in July of 25, What Was That was released in May, maybe even April, as a single. Prior to the release of the full album. Super good, I think, introductory track for this album. I'll talk more about it after these next couple of tracks. Up next is Shapeshifter.
Chewing gum, I know, don't have a sour taste. It's in my throat, but the voice in my head says, do you have the stones? When you get close enough, I let down my braids, and you climb up in my room. We can't do anything you want. Everyone that I've slept with, all the pairs of hands, I'm reckless. If I thought about it, I'll kick you out and pull you in. gliding through on my bike, gliding through like new from my recent ego death. Sirens sing overnight, violent sweet music. You met me at a really strange time in my life. Take my knife and I cut the cord. My babe can't believe I've become someone else, someone more like myself. Who's gonna love me like this? Oh, who could give me likeness? Let it flow down to me, love me like this. Now I'm broken open.
Just heard Man of the Year. That was another song that was released prior to the full album release. And the name is a reference to the GQ Man of the Year Awards, where I believe in 2023, Lorde appeared on the red carpet and a picture was taken of her by like paparazzi. And that image, like with the watermark and everything, was later posted to her Instagram story with the text, "Sometimes I'm a woman, sometimes I'm a man," because she looked very like androgynous in her body, maybe. I don't know. She didn't really explain it. So it left a lot of people with questions. They were like, "Lorde, like, what are you saying about your gender expression?" And later in a GQ, Rolling Stones interview following the release of the album, she kind of described her gender expression as off the map, right? Like, she feels not really confined to, like, the binary, perhaps. And another thing she did with this album, or this track that I really liked, was at the Met Gala prior, like the 2025 Met Gala, she wore this Tom Brown custom like skirt suit situation that was an Easter egg, right? It was like a callback to a video that she would release for the song later on. One more thing about Man of the Year. So in the music video, she like tapes her chest with silver duct tape. And ends up like thrashing around in some dirt in a room that looks like an art installation called the New York Earth Room. And I went to the Lorde concert back in September here in Boston. And so for my outfit, I wore like kind of, jeans similar to those that she wore in the music video. And then I taped my own chest. And I was expecting other people to do it, but no one else was like really committed to the bit, because I was the only one who I saw, at least, who like had my back out, right? So in the music video, she only goes across the front of her body, but I would see a lot of people in like almost full duct tape tube tops, and I was like, guys, I don't know about this. Obviously do what you feel comfortable with, but I was really expecting to see more duct tape tops at the Lorde concert. Maybe it's just Boston. I've heard the Boston concert crowds are like not as exciting as other ones. Anyway, next up, they're all my favorite track, aren't they? Next up is Favorite Daughter. This is an emotional track. Also, I would say that thematically has some similarities to some songs seen on Solar Power. Interesting. Give it a listen. Let me know what you think. This is Favorite Daughter.
Mother.
After the ecstasy, testing for pregnancy, praying in MP3. I'm scared to let you see into the whole machine, leave it all on the field. Your metal detector hits my precious treasure. I'm nobody's daughter, yeah, baby, I'm free, I'm free. Free, I'm free. But deep in my matter, you're changing my patterns. Your helix is right through me. Bars on my windows, you bust them wide open till clearness is all I see. I try letting the answer be part of the dances. I trip and I stumble, yeah, baby, I'm free, I'm free. I'm free. Lips round your halo, you ask where I came from. I lied and then I came clean. There's broken blood in me, it passed through my mother, from her mother down to me. I feel you answer my hips moving faster. I rode you till I cried. How's it feel being this alive? Oh, where did it go? Oh, wish I kept the clear blue. I'd remember how it feels to be so bare in the throes. Oh, wish I kept the clear blue. I'd remember how it feels to.
You just heard Clear Blue, one of the shortest tracks, if not the shortest track, on the album. And then on the album, there's a song called Current Affairs, which is not appropriate for daytime radio. But to tell you a little bit about it, this track, Current Affairs, actually caused some controversy because following the release, maybe even prior to the release of it, Lorde spoke to a number of media outlets about it, and the song has a lot to do with the incident between Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee and the video of them that was leaked. And Lorde came under a lot of fire for it. And I can't say I could defend her. I think it actually, the way she framed the song in relation to that incident was in good form. But anyway, Clear Blue, the album has been sort of described as a reckoning, and I feel like you really hear that in Clear Blue, right? It's talking about a pregnancy test, I wish I kept the pregnancy test, all of these things, like coming to terms with choices. And then another kind of theme that you see throughout the past two tracks specifically, but you see it, I think, a lot throughout the album, is this idea of like a matrilineal line, right? Like mother to daughter exchange. And then sort of within that, like this adolescence, like what does it mean to be a young woman? What does it mean to leave young womanhood for sort of a more mature, shape? More on that actually with this next track. But before we get to this next track, I have a PSA for you. X-ray, CT scan, ultrasound, MRI, mammography, any angiogram? Has your doctor ordered one of these radiology tests? Now there's a website that can give you important information about these and nearly 100 other radiology tests and treatments. Radiologyinfo.org answers your questions about what you can expect from your exam or treatment in a detailed and easy to understand way. Why did I choose this PSA, you may ask? Well, that's because the cover art for this album is a X-ray of presumably Lorde's pelvis. And but in the x-ray, right, like she's wearing jeans and a belt, so you see sort of this belt buckle. It's this really interesting like image where value and like tone is really present, as is with like all x-rays, right? Because we can see how dense something is from how dark or light it is, and so you see these like varying levels of density throughout this x-ray, and like the belt buckle is so dense because it's metal. But then the other thing you see in the x-ray is an IUD kind of just like floating there, highly related to clear blue, which you just heard. I became obsessed with x-rays as a teenager, and I've made quite a bit of art based on not just x-rays but medical imaging in general. And one of my prized items is a x-ray on film, right? Like this is a physical x-ray of my father's knee from the 80s when he was a child. I guess he hurt himself and he had to go to the hospital, and they x-rayed him and let his parents keep the x-rays. And decades and decades later, his stepmom was going through just the sheer amount of stuff that was collected in their family home, and found these x-rays and gave them back to him, which he then gave to me. So I have that hung up on my wall. It's pretty cool, if you ask me. So we're getting to the second half of this album now. Next up is GRWM, which is an acronym in social media terms, but means something different in this song. Enjoy.
Soap washing the hem off my chest, keeping the light not on, thinking it, jumping from stone to stone in the riverbed, I guess. Maybe I finally know who you wanna be. A grown woman in a baby tee, a grown woman. Girl's a grown woman. Wide hips, tooth chip, 96, skin scar, looking forward. Wide hips, soft lips, my mama's trauma, since 96, been looking for a grown woman. Left undressed, 2009, me'd be so impressed, so impressed. Back when the stone spirits went straight to the head. Maybe I finally know who you wanna be. A grown woman in a baby tee, a grown woman. Grown woman, wide hips, tooth chip, 96, skin scar, looking forward. Wide hips, soft lips, my mama's trauma, since 96, been looking for grown woman. Mystique is dead. Last year was bad. I myself get sucked in by arithmetic. Felt great to strip, new waist to hip. I hate to admit just how much I paid for it. Did I cry myself to sleep about that? Cheat about that? Rot teeth about that? Did I sweat hours a week about that? Compete about that? Lose my freak about that? All of the above.
I wanna punch the mirror to make her see that this won't last. It might be months of bad luck, but what if it's just broken glass? Spend my summer getting lost in math, making way took all I had. Won't outrun it if you don't hit back. It's just broken glass.
I'm scared to quit, loosen my grip. It's tough to admit just how much I get from it. When I cry myself to sleep about that, cheat about that, get too deep about that. When I sweat hours a week about that, compete about that, letting her treat me like that, I think that's love.
I wanna punch the mirror to make her see that this won't last. It might be months of bad luck, but what if it's just broken glass? Spend my summer getting lost in math, making way took all I had. Won't outrun it if you don't hit.
Same mistakes.
Broken glass.
Just a face.
Broken glass.
Just a face.
That was just broken glass. I, like I said before, went to the concert for this album back in September. But what I didn't mention was that I also went to the Solar Power concert my junior year of high school. And so it was like interesting because I went to this Solar Power concert junior of high school, and then I go to the Virgin concert junior of college. Felt very timely, the release of this album. And one thing I have to say about Lorde is that she is a phenomenal performer. And one thing that she does really well, in both, for both the Solar Power and the Virgin tour, the ultrasound tour, as it were, was she does like these insane light displays with like lasers, and I guess they're just lasers. I don't know. But it was a big thing. She played a lot with light, right, in both concerts. But in Solar Power, it was like a much smaller venue, and she played with like these more like diffuse lights. It was a lot softer. But then for the ultrasound tour, she played like with a much sharper kind of form of light. And the song that I felt like had one of the best performance aspects to it was Broken Glass. Like the way she was able to sync the light with the beat was like made the experience of the concert like transcendent almost. And what sucked for me was that the guy next to me was someone's, like, dad. And that's not to say dads can't get down at concerts. Trust me, I know dads can get down at concerts. But, like, he clearly had never listened to the album before. And he was there with his daughter and presumably his wife. And, you know, they're like, two seats over. They're rocking out. And then there's dad standing next to me in my Man of the Year outfit, which means I wasn't really wearing a shirt. But, yeah. All of this to say, if you ever find yourself in a position to attend a Lorde concert, take that chance. Get in that Ticketmaster queue, because both of my Lorde concert-going experiences have been beyond worth it. Last two songs of the album, and then I have a third secret song, because we're only 40 minutes into the hour. I do need to pop out in closer to 10 minutes. Regardless. Yeah, I'm going to play a song from one of her earlier albums at the end here. But first, If She Could See Me Now.
In the city, I hear the voices of the ancients. They're calling for us. Hear their horses running up Prince Street. 'Cause I'm a mystic, I swim in waters that would drown so many other bitches. Got me lifted, feeling so gifted. In the gym, I'm exercising all my demons, make them keep riding. Yesterday I lifted your body weight. I pick a song and I listen to it till it's just a piece of music and everything else falls away. Another starlet, another camera, another red carpet. As for me, I'm going back to the clay. You can tell them I went crazy. If that's what this is, then I guess I'll take it. Up in the pain, not the synthesizer. The bodies move like the spirits inside. Oh, baby, whenever you break me, it happened like an angel looking down. It may be a woman being hurt like that. I could feel, don't need fantasy. Oh God, if she could see me now. Dark day, was I just someone to dominate? Were the opponent flint to my blade? Now we're playing with shadows. At the sunset tower, you said open your mouth. I did.
day was the truth. If I'd had virginity, I would have given that too. Why don't we run to the ones we do? I don't belong to anyone. Ooh. Oh, dark day, was I just young blood to get on tape? 'Cause you dialed me out when it got hard. Uppercut to the throat, I was off guard. Pure heroin mistaken for featherweight. But what came spilling out that day was the truth. And once I could sing again, I swore I'd never let myself sing again for you. Oh, 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 oh. Sing it. So why do we run to the ones we do? I don't belong to anyone. I made you God 'cause it was a hope that I knew how to do. But I don't belong to anyone. Am I ever gonna love again? Ooh. Am I ever gonna love again? Do you ever feel like a friend? Am I ever gonna love again? Till you understand, tell it to him.
You just heard the last track off that album, which is titled David. And she actually references herself. She says, mistake pure heroin for featherweight. Pure Heroin was one of her earlier albums that really helped her garner, like, cult following. That was Virgin minus two tracks, which you can listen to on your own if you're curious. I love this album. I think it's great. I also really enjoyed sitting here listening to an album kind of in its entirety. I think that's something we don't totally do anymore. Now we have Spotify and AI DJ playlists where they just kind of, the TikTokification of music, right? Like bits and pieces mangled together in this sort of like really like just like dopamine hit after dopamine hit of soundbite. And so I think listening to albums kind of in their entirety helps challenge that. And also just like gives light and voice to artists and all the work that goes into creating an album. One last song for you. This is Green Light off of her sophomore album, Melodrama. This was a 2017 release when she was just a teenager. Green Light, I think, has a lot of aesthetic qualities that are similar to Virgin. And that is why I'm choosing to play this song instead of a billion other Lorde songs that are also masterful. This has been the Raw, first Raw of the semester. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Alana, and I'll catch you next week at 2 p.m. Enjoy.
Do my makeup in somebody else's car.
We ordered different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Well, they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love, no more. Did it frighten you, how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Hope they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love, no more. Did it frighten you, how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind.
This is the thing.
Appeals to my common sense. Could I be ambitious? If you can't get to